So welcome all of you for the fifth day of the Journey of Self-Discovery course. And the topic for discussion today is, why do bad things happen to good people? And it's also entitled and known as the law of karma. Now, how many of you here have got experience in your life of situations that you have not wanted and yet they came in your life? You were convinced that you were on the right side. You were convinced that you tried your level best. You were convinced very well that you did not do anything wrong against anyone. And yet, there were major setbacks in life. How many of you experienced this? Oh, good. Everyone. Whether you raise your hand or not is another thing. But the fact of the matter is that each and every single one of us have at some point of time or the other thought of this question in our minds. Two students are studying in college, both of them very hard working. One of the students is not only hard working but is very pious also. Doesn't watch movies, doesn't freak out with girls, doesn't do all of these things. Just concerned about his studies, his career, his profession. And the other guy, studying a little bit, not so bad, hard working, but at least watches the minimum of 50 movies a semester. Goes for treks and holidays at least 25 to 30 times a semester and does all possible things to just freak out, right? And then when the results come, you find the freak guy getting a distinction and the guy who was hard working, who was so pious, so righteous, flunking into subjects. And not that he is a dullard, intelligent. He knows how to study well. He has never flunked in a subject. But all of a sudden, and guess what he says? Kyun Bhagawan? Aap mein itni shraddha rakhi thi. Aap ki itni puja ki thi. Duniya mein main akela mila kya? Was I the only one that this was to happen to me? And that fellow, that stupid guy, that idiot who hardly studied, who was a freak, that fellow prospers, gets not only all subjects clear, but a distinction. Why do bad things happen to good people? And that's about students, what to speak of adults and professionals. Have you ever thought of that before? I'm working in a bank. I'm working in a software company. I'm working in a stock market. And what happens? I work in an office with one of my colleagues. Both of us practically joined together. Right? Hard working. Good. That fellow is very political. Very envious. Tries to keep buttering up the boss. Maska lagata rata apne boss ko. I'm honest, hardworking. I deserve the promotion. But the other person across the table gets promoted. Why? Why is it that when I'm good, I do not get what is supposed to come my way? I'll give you a few examples. There was a Christian, actually a Jewish rabbi. I hope you know what a rabbi is. A rabbi is a Jewish priest. Married man. He had a son. A 14-year-old son. This rabbi would preach about God, preach about the existence of God, preach about surrender to God and love for God. His 14-year-old son developed terminal disease called progeria. I don't know if any of you know here what progeria means. Anyone knows? Progeria is a disease where one ages prematurely. So if you are 6 years old, your body looks like you are 75 years old. And not only does the body look like that, each and every part of the body degenerates and functions like that of an old man, which means you're closer to death now. So he developed progeria at the age of 7, and around 14 years of age he left this world. He was dead. Now a 14 years old child, how much sin can a 14 years old child do? Even if a 7, 8, 10, 12 years old child decides to do sin, I'm not talking about Kali Yuga and these days. These days even they know how to do sin at a very early age. Right. But we are talking of times when this particular rabbi, whose name was Harold Kushner, very famous guy, his son died of progeria. Now Harold Kushner had a major problem that he was confronting. He did not want to say that there is no God because he is a man of God. At the same time, to accept that there is a God is hard. Did you ever think of that? How could there be a God up there when everyone in this world is going through suffering? Is there no justice in the world? Is there no justice in the kingdom of God? That a person who is so flawless, a person who is so simple, practically sin-free, has to die of a terminal disease called progeria. Right? Now he was confronted with a major problem. To say that there is no God, well, he can't do that. He's been a rabbi, a man of God through his life. And secondly, to say that there is a God is hard. Because if there is a God, what the hell is he doing up there? How could my son die of a terminal disease like that when he had done nothing wrong ever in his life? Harold Kushner struck a compromise between the two. Could you think of what compromise he must have made? He doesn't want to say that there is no God. At the same time, he can't just accept that there is a God, because why did his son die then? What could be the possible compromise that he must have struck? No? None of you can think about it? Harold Kushner wrote a book called When Bad Things Happen to Good People, and that's where our title came from. Right. This is one of the most famous books sold in millions all over the planet. Right. Very famous book, When Bad Things Happen to Good People. Harold Kushner said, yes, there is a God. But, you know, in management circles they teach you, whenever you say something and you say but, that means pehla wala sab chala gaya. You are so wonderful, sir. You are sweet. You are really, I say you are something, you know, but, which means, अभी तक जो भी बोला था सब पानी में गया. राइट? ही सेड, गॉड, यस, देयर मस्ट बी अ गॉड, बट गॉड, इन ऑर्डर टू बी गॉड, हैज टू हैव थ्री थिंग्स. नंबर वन, ही मस्ट बी ऑल नोइंग, ओमनिसिएंट. ही मस्ट बी ऑल पावरफुल, ओमनीपोटेंट. एंड ही मस्ट बी ऑल मर्सीफुल. Did you ever think of God like that? Bhagawan matlab na sab kuch malum hona chahiye. All knowing. Tabhi to Bhagawan hoga. Bhagawan matlab sabse shaktishali hona chahiye. All powerful. Then he can be God. And of all things, he has to be all merciful. Not like the people who work with me in my office, who are so competitive, envious, want to drag me down. Right? He said, yes, there is a God, but God does not fit into all of these three criteria. Maybe God is all-knowing. Maybe God is also all-powerful. But then he cannot be all-merciful.
If he was all merciful, then why did this thing happen to my son? Maybe God is all merciful. Maybe he is all powerful. But then God cannot be all knowing, because if he is all knowing, didn't he know that my son was sinless? Maybe God is all merciful. And maybe God is all-knowing also, but then he cannot be all-powerful. Because if he is all-powerful, where the hell was his power when my son was dying out of progeria? You see? So what was the conclusion of Harold Kushner? There is a God, but God is limited. There is a limited conception of God. Something lacks in him. Either being all-knowing, either being all-powerful, or being all-merciful. All of you have studied in school the famous theory of Charles Darwin, where he says that all of us came from a monkey, Vanar Gotra. You remember I said a few days back? We all belong not to Bharadwaj or Gautam or Kapila Gotra. We belong to Vanar Gotra. While Puja, of course, when we go for Puja, we say, which is your Gotra? Bharadwaj Gotra. What is the paper tomorrow? Darwin paper. So I am doing Puja for my Darwin paper. And I want to write it properly. But my Gotra is Bharadwaj Gotra or Kapil Gotra, not Vanar Gotra. So all of us know about Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin was a strong adherent of Christianity. Believed firmly in God. He believed firmly that if there has to be a creation, there also has to be a creator. It's not that life came from a monkey. For him, the origin of life was the Supreme Father, God. What happened all of a sudden? Why suddenly the philosophy changed? He had a young son, about 8 years old. His 8 years old son died of cholera. Right. And suddenly Darwin started thinking, why do bad things happen to good people? Can you go on the next slide also? Yeah. Right. That's an interesting one, you know. The picture is good. Right. And you know what did he do? The same person who was believing that life comes from God came to a theory that life comes from a monkey. So Harold Kushner gave theory of a limited God because of his son's death. He didn't know why bad things should happen to his son. Charles Darwin gave a theory of no God, atheism, right? Because his son was dead. There was in Scotland a family called the Smart family. I don't know if they were smart, their name was Smart. Now this Smart family, the man was a farmer. He worked very hard and saved practically his life's earnings to make a good mansion, a good house for them. And more than 80% of his life's earnings, he spent on a pleasure ride to the world. Just before the ride was about to be taken, they were supposed to sail across the oceans. Mr. Smart's son was bitten by a dog. Right? Now you know that when a person is bitten by a dog, he is declared as quarantine medically. Can't travel. So the whole family was declared quarantine and they were not supposed to travel. This family had spent their life's earning on this particular voyage across the ocean. And now they were not supposed to travel. All the money lost. Mr. Smart was cursing God. Why? Why God? Why only us? There are millions of family. Why his son was not bitten by a dog? Only why only my son? Right. And after the whole thing was over, he said, thank you God for saving my family. Because the Smart family was supposed to be on the ship, right, that even God could not drown, the Titanic. Right. The very first voyage of the ship Titanic, and Titanic was capsized, drowned. Right? Now the Smart family was thinking, oh, thank God, let's go to church, let's pray, let's thank Him for all the wonderful gifts, and especially the gift of life that He has benedicted us with. And all the others who were dead, who drowned in the ocean on the first voyage of the ship Titanic, guess what their family members were saying? That stupid fellow up there, what does he think of himself? Why of all people did he do this to us? Poor God, you know. What should he do? Should he listen to the smarts? Or should he listen to the others? I guess I've confused you enough. Why do bad things happen to good people? Individually, on all of our, on the level of each of our lives, we have gone through it. Anyone wants to share an experience? Recent experience? Where things were all actually supposed to be in your favor. Paasa palat gaya. Kya ho gaya achanak? Everything just changed. Things were now not in your favor. Anyone wants to share? Okay, you can share with me personally later. I don't mind. Being in public is too much of a forum to speak up all that. Never mind. Right? So why did God do this to all of us? By the way, is it God doing? That's the question we have to discuss. What's happening in my life now, good or bad? Is it He who is doing it? Or is it someone else? Or is it something else? Anyone wants to think about that? Who's doing it? That black fellow up there, whom you call Krishna? Or who? My mother, my father, my relatives, my colleagues? The stars, Rahu, Ketu, Shani, Mangal. One man went to an astrologer. And he said, Mera hath dekho, saab. Bahut problem chal raha hai. The man saw. Tere piche Shani ki saade saati hai. That's very popular in India. Shani saade saati. I said, oh, really? The astrologer said, never mind. I'm going to have a yagya performed for you. Just pay me 200 bucks. This guy said, 200 rupaye hota to idhar thode aata. 200 bhi nahi hai. Never mind. 100 mein pata dunga Shani Maharaj ko. Nahi, 100 bhi nahi hai. Arre chal 50 de de. 50 bhi nahi, 10 rupaye de de yaar, 10 rupaye. Kar dega tere liye Shani ka yagya. Nahi hai mere paas 10 rupaye. 1 rupaya de de. Said 1 rupaya bhi nahi. Arre 54 de de. 25 paisa. Said 54 bhi nahi hai. Said 54 nahi to Shani kya bigadega tera. If you don't even have 25 paisa, what Shani will do to you? See? You understand? Is it those Shani, Rahu, Ketu, Mangal, Som, Budh who is doing all this in your life? I know I have set you thinking. I know that each of you are now thinking, what is it? Is it God who does it? Is it Shani who does it? Is it someone else? Is it these ghostly spirits who are just moving around in the air? Maybe one is on the top of our heads, we don't know. Right. Are they doing these things in our life? Or are there some evil powers, some tantric vidya, someone is doing something against me from a village far away and I am being affected by that in Mumbai? Right? What is it? There was once a wealthy man. And this man saw the plight of all of the villagers and thought that I must help the villagers with basic necessities. They are in troubled times, some food, some clothing, some necessities. So every day he would come to the top of his terrace and throw ghee dabbas, basmati rice bags, dal, sabjis, clothes, throw. And the whole village would be crowded. Every day he would do that. never once did one anyone bother to see. Who is throwing?
No one bothered.
As a matter of fact, they started quarreling amongst each other. Tere ko rice mila, mujhe ghee chahiye. I want ghee, you take this rice. And people were quarreling over the things that were thrown. This wealthy man went to a sadhu and said, Maharaj, I have a big problem. The problem is,
yeah?
Oh, Deep, please, you are the revered guest of honor today. Please, how are you? Nice to see you after a long time. So we have Deep Kapadia, Dr. Stevenson's case, sitting in amidst the audience today. The story which I told, I may have mistaken in some places, some names, places. Deep will clarify all of that in the end today.
Right.
So, where was I? Sadhu, Maharaj, please, there is a major problem I have. I'm giving all of these necessities to people. But no one even bothers to look up, acknowledge that I am the one who is giving these things. Sadhu said, no problem. Don't worry. They will acknowledge it. And the sadhu uttered a mantra in the ears of this man. The man came to the terrace the next day. And guess what? He practiced the mantra which the sadhu had given. And this time, sure enough, the mantra worked. Everyone looked up, said, beat that rascal, pull him down, kill him, who the hell he thinks he is. This man was thinking, the sadhu gave me a mantra, was supposed to work in a certain way, and what's happening around here?
Right.
The sadhu had told him, tomorrow when you go there, don't throw the commodities which you throw every day, take big bricks and throw them down. So as soon as this fellow started throwing bricks, and they were hurt, you threw bricks at us, is it not? Let's pull him down, beat him down. Who the hell he thinks he is? Well, is that not our story? God has given us so many things, has been showering so many necessities of life all through our life from up there, and we never bothered to look up and say, thank you, God. You were the one who gave it. But then when bricks start coming, no? Beta mar gaya. Nokri chali gai. Usko promotion mila. ATKT lag gaya. Lottery nahi nikla. Then, you. Right? You are the one who is doing that from up there. Isn't it? Is that not what happens in life? कुछ भी हो गया इतना जीवन भर पूजा किया सही है सही है तुम बहुत अच्छा डील बनाया हमारे साथ हमने सब किया और देखो तुमने क्या किया हमारे जीवन में दैट्स व्हाट पीपल मोस्टली डू इज इट नॉट हैव यू हर्ड ऑफ द नेम आर्थर एश यू हैव द फेमस विंबलडन चैंपियन आर्थर एश वॉज अ मैन ऑफ गॉड A man of church spoke about God and he developed cancer. Hundreds of fans he had and one fan wrote, Arthur, you were a man of God, why you? Arthur replied, My dear friend, in the world there are about 50 crore people, children, who start learning tennis. Out of those 50 crore, 5 lakh learn tennis. Not everyone learns. And out of the 5 lakh, 50,000 kids learn professional tennis. And out of the 50,000 who learn professional tennis, only 50 come to the Grand Slam. And out of the 50 who come to the Grand Slam, only 4 come to the semi-finals in Wimbledon. Out of the 4... In the semi-finals, two come for finals. And out of the two, one holds the Wimbledon cup. When I won the tournament and I had the cup in my hand, did I ask God, why did you send this to me, God? No, I didn't. If I didn't, then what right do I have to ask God, why did you send cancer for me? How many of you said, Bhagwan, kyun aisa kiya? Kyun itna bada ghar diya mujhe? Kya prabhu itna bhi samajhta nahi? Direct 20,000 ka increment de diya naukri mein? Why did you do like that with me? Did a boy who got a beautiful girl as his wife say, itni sundar patni kyun? Bahut jyada sundar hai. Too beautiful. Why? If you get a son, the first child is a son, a plumpy looking, cute, cuddly son. Why did you give me a son? How many of you asked God? No one. And when you lost your job, why did you do that to me? When you got an ATKT, why did you do that to me? 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 Interesting topic. Why do bad things happen to good people? Now, where is that video? Sound?
Our raging planet. Every day, the awesome forces of nature are at work. They destroy, they ravage, they kill. We will never control them, nor escape their wrath. We can only hope to survive. Anchorage, Alaska, 1964. The Earth shakes for an incredible 7.5 minutes, releasing the energy equivalent of 12,000 Hiroshima-sized atom bombs. China, 1976. Over a quarter of a million people die in the Tangshan province. Mexico City, 1985. More than 10,000 people are killed. Hundreds of thousands are left homeless. August 17, 1999. 15,000 are killed in Turkey. Thousands are buried for days. These are the terrifying outcomes of earthquakes. They have claimed more than 2 million lives in this century alone. No one knows for sure when they will strike. But when they do, they strike with the full fury of...
It's a 10-minute video. I've just taken a small clip as a sample, right? We spoke about individual problems. And what about collective devastations, earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes, famines, droughts, hundreds of innocent people in one shot are dead. How many people in Latur thought that the next morning they wouldn't live? How many people in Thailand, Chennai thought that the next morning they wouldn't see life? The tsunami came and washed hundreds and thousands and consumed so many lives. Why? Why should bad things happen to good people, innocent people? Next. So now we are going to try to answer that today. The five topics discussed in the Bhagavad Gita are Ishvara or God, and we have discussed Krishna is God. Jiva, or the living entity, and we have discussed that we are not the body, we are the spirit soul. Prakriti, or material nature. Kala, or time. Karma, or activity. So our discussion today will be focused on the last three. Prakriti, Kala, and Karma. And based on these five, we will get the answer to a question, Why do bad things happen to good people? Next.
Prakriti or material nature. The entire creation of the Lord is divided in the ratio 3:1. 3/4 is the spiritual creation of the Lord. And 1/4 is the material creation in which we live. In this 1/4 material creation, there are millions of universes. And in this millions of universes, we live in one. Within this universe, there are millions of planets. And out of the millions of planets, we live on one. And on this one planet Earth, there are millions of cities, hundreds of countries. And out of those hundreds of countries, we live in one, India. And in this country called India, there are millions of cities. And out of these millions of cities, we live in one, Mumbai. And in Mumbai, there are thousands and thousands of ilakas, areas. And out of these thousands, we live in one. And in this particular ilaka and area, there are hundreds and hundreds of colonies and buildings. And in these, we live in one. And out of these, this, in this particular building, there are several flats, maybe 80, 100, maybe 40, 30, 20. And out of these, we live in one. And what are we thinking? I am He-Man, the master of the universe. As if the world runs because of me. Can we understand how insignificant we are compared to the creation? The 3/4 creation is the spiritual creation. In 1/4, I described, out of the millions of universes, how we are so tiny and insignificant. So what is the job of Prakriti or material nature? To create the 1/4 creation. Right. 1/4 creation includes the millions of material universes. Now friends, whenever there is planning of a city, what are the things that the public affairs department or the, what is it called, public affairs, so social welfare, public welfare department, PWD, and the towns planning department, what are the possible things that need to be planned? A new city is being made, mind you. If you were the people who would be staying in that new city, what would you want the PWD department and the towns planning department to be there in the city? Roads, water, electricity, drainage, pardon me? Parks, schools, hospitals, temples. What else? Huh? Houses? What? Transport systems? Car parks? Playgrounds? Anything else you would like? Market? Police department? Jail? Recreation centers, airports, shopping malls, our dream city, with everything at the touch of a button, everything stones throw, including the jail and the police station. Yes, friends, we would want all of these things to be there. Someone suggested have a jail, and who was that? My Lord, of all things in the entire world, why a jail? You see, why have a jail? So many acres of land wasted. I could have had a 2,500 square feet apartment, you know. So much land wasted. Why a jail? How many of you think that a jail and a police department is needed in a city when it is planned? How many of you think?
You do. You do. You do.
And why is that? Yeah? For law and order.
Correct?
For law and order in the city. Which means you expect that in the city there should be law and order. And who sets it? The government has a whole book of the Constitution of India and all the clauses set in there. You do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. Fine. If you're doing all of that stuff, then you can use Western Railways. If you're doing all of that stuff, you can use BEST buses also. You can use KEMJJ hospitals. You can use Nana Nani Park at Chowpatty. I know there are not many Nana Nanis here, but that's the only park I guess I know. Or Hanging Garden, let's say. Right, some garden where you can be hanging around. Right. Maybe Hanging Gardens. Right. So you would be allowed to use all the facilities of the city. Right? If you follow all of these laws. And what if you break one? Just take the kitchen knife which is meant to cut sabji and cut someone's throat. Mood ho gaya bas aaj. Roz sabji kaatte hain. आज किसी का गला काटेंगे. मूड हो गया. What then? Should he be allowed to use the parks and the trains and the buses and the hospitals and all of these facilities? No. Where is he sent then? To the jail. Whose fault is it? The fault of the government? Whose fault is it? The fault of the person. Is the government cruel by sending him to the prison? Why? He deserves. He deserves to be punished and finished. What is the purpose of that prison? What is the purpose of sending him to that prison? Punishment. And what is the purpose of punishment? Safety of other people. And what else? What realization? He learns a lesson that he doesn't repeat that again. Definitely safety of people. But that fellow is not a hardcore criminal. He just did it once. But now by sending to the jail, he has to be given this realization. Arey, wo free life chhod ke idhar kya kar raha hu? I should get out and never do it again. So if this realization is supposed to be given, what should be the nature of the jail? The prison? There should be pizzas, cokes, burgers, ice creams, right? The best air conditioners of the world. And definitely, don't forget, there has to be Mumbai Mirror also. Or DNA. Right? So, just to keep updated of what's going on in the world, right? And what else? A beautiful girlfriend also, maybe. To add to the life, to add to the spice of life there, right? What should be there in the prison? All of these things? No. All of these things, if they are there, what will the fellow think? Arey, sasural achcha hai. Why get out ghar mein itna magajmari karne se achcha idhar hi rehte hai? Right. Which means, the prison cell must have suffering, must have miseries, must have hardships, a hard life, so that you realize, ye meri galti hai. I should rectify and come out. Is it not? So that is the purpose of a prison house. And the government is not cruel, the government is very merciful. The government could have just shot him dead, no? Because he is a menace in society. But no. Why shoot him dead? Why go to that extreme? Let us allow him to rectify himself by sending him to a prison house. Friends, we were all belonging to the 3/4 creation of the Lord. We were not a part of this material creation. Krishna lives in the spiritual world. The other day I explained, material world, spiritual world. Krishna lives there, and all of us here, not these bodies, the souls, in our third body. Which body? The spiritual body. We lived there with Krishna. We served Him in love and devotion. We offered our surrender, our love, our everything to our Lord, to our God, Krishna. We abided by all of the rules and regulations of the government there, the government of God. As soon as we rebel, as soon as we do not want to abide by the laws of Krishna, guess what? As soon as anyone who is in this city does not want to abide by the laws of the city, kahan jana padta hai? Sasural. To the jail. So also, when Krishna saw that there are these people who are rebelling, who are not willing to comply by what I want of them, alright, chalo tumhare liye bhi ek sasural bana dete hain. Then this material world is created. There is no need for this world. There is no need for the existence of this world. If everyone with God there follows all the rules, the regulations and the laws that have been set by the Lord, there is no need for an Arthur Road jail. When every single person in Mumbai is willing to comply with the laws set forth by the city, by the government of India. But is it going to be the case? It's only a hypothetical case. Speaking from the realistic point of view, then we know that there will be people who rebel. And for them, then there is a prison house. Next. So material nature is compared to a prison house, a facility given to the rebellious souls as an opportunity to reform. And what was our crime, friends? The only thing that is not allowed there is independence of God. Our enjoyment depends on giving enjoyment to God. How many of you have an AC car here in this room? Some of you do?
You do have an AC car. You do have an AC car. You do have an AC car. You do have an AC car.
Right. And how many of you have a chauffeur who drives the AC car?
You do have a chauffeur.
Right. And how many of you have a, how many of you amongst you who have an AC car, a chauffeured car, also have a stereo system installed in your cars?
You do. You do. Great.
Right. And when your chauffeur drives the car, do you tell your chauffeur, get a sweater, a muffler, and a monkey cap because you are not supposed to enjoy the AC? Ye toh mera car hai. Tum kya kar raha hai idhar?
Right.
Or do you tell him, put cotton buds and earplugs in your ears because you are not supposed to enjoy the music? No, you don't. As long as the driver cooperates with you, the owner, he automatically enjoys the AC, he automatically enjoys the music, and the party you go for, you make sure that you send a plate of food for him. Driver bhi hai saath mein, khana de dena usko bhi. Right? Now just imagine, if the driver says, theek hai, bahut kar liya, abhi ye mera car hai, tum niklo yahan se bahar. Tum niklo yahan se bahar. You get out of this place, this car is mine. As soon as the driver stops cooperating with the owner, he is sacked out. And where is AC and music there? He only hears one music, his wife's gali. Then why did you give up the job? And he gets only one thing, the sun's heat. You see? So the enjoyment of the servant is dependent on cooperating with the master. God Krishna is the master of the spiritual world. And our enjoyment depends on giving Him enjoyment. Our happiness depends in serving Him. As soon as we decide to be independent, why should I depend on you?
Why should you have that beautiful girl around you? Why not me? Alright then. As soon as you go against the laws there, then you have to be sent to a prison house. This material world with its millions of universes is compared to a prison house. And why did God create this? He could have changed this there only, no? He could have changed this there. Then what is the meaning of His being God? He can, but He doesn't. Why? He wants us to use our free will. Can there be love without free will? Amar, you're supposed to love me, okay? Supposed to. What is the meaning to the word supposed to? I may be physically a little superior, which I'm not. I'm just saying. I might hit him down and say, love me or else just say. He'll probably say that, yes sir, I love you. Is that love? What does love involve? Love involves fear. What does love involve? Sacrifice. And what does sacrifice involve? Love, huh? Doing something. And what does that doing something involve? Huh? Your will. Love means using your will. God wants each of us to love Him. He doesn't want autocratic surrender. I'm God and do it for me. No. Okay, you want to be independent? Alright, try doing that. Try doing that. If a father tells a son, beta, aag mein haath daloge na, haath jal jayega. Nahi nahi, papa, dalna hai. Nahi, beta. नहीं डाला जाता. अच्छे बच्चे ऐसा नहीं करते. हाथ जल जाएगा. नहीं डालना है. एक बार बोला ना नहीं डालना है. हम डालेंगे पापा. He'll cry. पापा will say, चल डाल. So what does the son do? Puts his hand in fire. But the father will immediately take his hand out, nurse the wound. Will the child ever touch fire again? No. So the father's allowing the child to put his hand in his fire is mercy or cruelty? It's mercy. Because if the father would have been out of home, the child would anyways put his hand in fire. At least now the father is at home. Why do it in my absence? Do it now and learn the lesson the harder way. Right. The father was trying to teach the child the soft way. बेटे नहीं किया जाता, ऐसा नहीं करना चाहिए, अच्छे बच्चे ऐसे नहीं करते, नहीं मानेंगे, ठीक है, चलो डालो हाथ आग में. Which means you learn the lesson the hard way, right? So God told us, बेटे, भगवान बनने का जिम्मेदारी मेरा है, तुम्हारा नहीं. तुम्हारा साइज कितना है? 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. You are infinitesimal. How can you become God? No, I want to be God. Really? Oh, you want to be God? Come on, Sonny. This your pop is telling you. God is speaking. I'm telling you, you can't make it. Please listen. I want to do it. Okay. Here you are. Try it. Try being independent of God and see what happens in life. You see? Another example. A child, a young little girl, sees the mother cooking in the kitchen. His mummy, main bhi khana pakaungi. Mummy bolti hai, mera dimag pakana band kar pehle. Khana baad mein pakana. Nahi, nahi, main bhi khana pakaungi. Mummy says, okay. If you cook food, she knows two things will happen. Either the food will be burnt or she will be burnt. So the next day when mummy goes to the market, mummy buys the vegetables, mummy buys the groceries, mummy buys the medicines, and mummy goes to the toy shop and buys a mini kitchen set. And then mummy comes and says, Darling, I'm back. Now you can cook. You have your kitchen set. Come on. And the darling daughter comes and takes her gas out, her small little pressure cooker and her kadai and her this and her that. And then she starts cooking the meal. For half an hour, 40 minutes, 1 hour, and after 1 hour, she says, Mummy, bhook lagi hai. Bhook lagi, abhi khana paka rahi thi na. You are cooking. How did you get hungry now? Right? So now the child knows. Khel kud to alag baat hai. Pet mein bhook lagti hai na. Tab mummy ki yaad aati hai. Right? So also, when we were with our mother, Krishna, we said, Krishna, I also want to be like you. Like the child said, Mummy, I also want to be like you cooking. I also want to be like you controlling. God. No, no. Okay. If you try to be God, you're going to spoil the whole show. Just imagine if Krishna makes any one of us a desire God, the world will have it. Right. No, you can't. Krishna says you can't. And then what? Krishna says, okay, no problem. I'll give you the facility. He creates a place where we can control. Just like the child wanted to cook, the mother made a facility where she could cook. Similarly, when we wanted to control, Krishna creates for us a facility where we can try to, not control. Right. And that is this world. So what is this world? A toy. A small mini kitchen set like that girl had. She tried her level best to cook. Kuch nikla? Kuch nahi. We tried our level best to control her. What came our way? Only suffering. And then finally when the child is hungry, says, Mommy, Mommy, please, food. Finally after all these things happen, no, then you come running to the Bhagavad Gita course. Bahut kuch ho gaya abhi. Abhi pata karna hai aisa kyun. I am hungry now. I want some real stuff. I have been satisfying myself with all the toy stuff. All imaginary stuff. Now I want the real stuff. Krishna, please. Mommy, please. Food. I am hungry. Your mercy, my dear Lord. I am hungry. Please help me. You see? That's what the material world is all about. I guess now you have got the answer to the question. दुनिया बनाने वाले क्या तेरे दिल में समाई काहे को दुनिया बनाई काहे को बनाई अरे हमारी उल्लूगिरी थी वो इट्स आवर स्ट्यूपिडिटी व्हाई डज द जेल एग्जिस्ट बिकॉज देयर आर रिबेल्स व्हाई डज द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एग्जिस्ट बिकॉज वी आर रिबेल्स अगेंस्ट द लॉज ऑफ गॉड राइट देयरफॉर दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज कॉल्ड Kuntha. You know what does Kuntha mean? Suffering. Anxiety. Can you have a prison without suffering and anxiety? What is the purpose of the prison then? So if someone was asking, why did God make this world full of suffering? Because this is a prison. You can't expect a prison to be without suffering and without anxiety. This world is called Kuntha and the spiritual world is called Vaikuntha. That world which has no anxiety, that world which has no birth, no old age, no disease, no death, no adhyatmika, no adhibhautika, no adhidaivika miseries. That is the world where all of us lived. That is the world which was our original home. But we have given up that original home and come here. To suffer in this prison. You know what is a prison called in Sanskrit?
I know there are many Sanskrit scholars here. I know some would like to reply.
What would Shivaji Maharaj use for his use as his prisons? Forts. And what is a fort called in Sanskrit? Durg, Vijay Durg, Sindhu Durg, this material world is also called a Durg, prison. Du means very difficult, Ga means to get out. Durgaha, that which is very difficult to get out of.
Now, if this world is like a jail, then there also has to be a jail superintendent.
जो बीच बीच में आके याद दिलाते रहे इधर क्यों है, right?
Punch you, whack you, beat you to remind you this was your mistake and you should rectify and get out. So if this world is a prison Durga, then the jail superintendent of this world is Durga.
अरे आज तक तो दुर्गा की पूजा की.
दुर्गा वॉज माई वर्शिपेबल गॉडेस. ऑल ऑफ अ सडन आई रियलाइज्ड ये तो मेरी खास एनिमी है. जेल सुपरिंटेंडेंट दुर्गा हैज अ ट्राइडेंट इन हर हैंड, अ त्रिशूल. द थ्री डेंट्स और द थ्री शूल्स आर आध्यात्मिका क्लेश कॉज्ड बाय बॉडी एंड माइंड, अधिभौतिका क्लेश कॉज्ड बाय अदर लिविंग एंटिटीज एंड अधिदैविका क्लेश कॉज्ड बाय नेचुरल डिजास्टर्स. सो दुर्गा देवी, हमको लग रहा है किसी और की कहानी नहीं चल रही है, आवर लाइफ, वी डिस्कसिंग आवर लाइफ. सो दुर्गा देवी समटाइम्स पोक्स फ्रॉम वन साइड, वन डेंट, व्हाट हैपेंस? डिजीज, बॉडीली डिजीज, मेंटल डिजीज, आध्यात्मिका. समटाइम्स फ्रॉम द अदर साइड, अधिभौतिका. Right. Wife starts shouting. Is it not? One time a man came running home early, before office hours. Came so early, the wife was surprised. He said, why did you come so early? Man replied, the boss told me, go to hell. Therefore I came early. The wife starts troubling, your friends start troubling, your boss starts troubling. Something goes wrong from other side. And when the third shoe is poked, earthquake, famines, tsunamis. And what is life all about? Every day is either one of these or two of these or all of these coming from different angles. What is jail superintendent trying to teach us? Bhaiya, idhar mat raho, jaldi niklo. The more the trouble is given, the more the impetus to get out of that place. Right. So Durga Devi is actually our well-wisher. By punishing us, by poking us through these miseries, she's actually trying to motivate us to get out of this material world and go back to our original home, the home of our father, the spiritual world. Now, as soon as a criminal commits a crime, kitna bhi bada aadmi ho, and is taken to the jail, what is the first thing that is done to him? Change his clothes. Next. The material nature, Prakriti, provides the soul with a body in the 8,400,000 species of life. How many species are there? 8,400,000 or 84 lakhs. 84 lakh yoni. Most people may have heard that term. 84 lakh yoni. The Padma Purana explains, Jalajana valakshani sthavaram laksha vimshati क्रिमया रुद्र संख्या का पक्षिणाम दश लक्षणाम त्रिंशल लक्षाणि पाशव चतुर्लक्षाणि मानव. नाउ स्टार्ट योर कैलकुलेटर्स इन योर माइंड. फर्स्ट इज जलज. जलज मीन्स एक्वाटिक्स. हाउ मेनी नंबर? जलज नवलक्षाणि, 9 lakhs. दैट्स गुड. स्थावरम. स्थावरम मीन्स plants, trees which cannot move. Sthavara, steady. Sthavaram lakshavimshati, 20 lakhs. Lakshavimshati, a total of 29 lakhs now. Krimaya rudra sankhyakaha. Krimaya, reptiles, insects, worms. Rudra sankhyakaha, how many rudras are there? 11. So therefore this refers to 11 lakhs. A total of 40. Krimaya rudra sankhyaka pakshinam dasha lakshanam, birds, 10 lakhs. Total of 50. Trimshal lakshani pashavah, 4-legged beasts, 30 lakhs. Total of 80. Chatur lakshani manavah. Wow, that was a good one. 4 lakh species of
Human beings. How did you like that one? I thought there's only one species of humans called the Homo sapien. But here we have 4 lakh species of humans. Now the 4 lakh species of humans are not divided based on their physical differences. It's not that someone has 4 noses and 3 ears and someone has 1 eye and 3 legs. No. These species are divided based on one's consciousness levels. How one is advanced in thinking, and that you will find all around you in society. An absolute duffer and an absolute genius and all the varieties in between. These varieties are classified into 4 lakh categories. So there are 84 lakh species. Now, do you remember I said the other day that if your t-shirt is torn, what do you do? Pick up a new one. So if this body is like a t-shirt to the soul, when it's worn out, the soul will throw off this and choose a new one. Here is the supermarket, the shopping mall. 84 lakh varieties available to you. Choose your pick, friends. Choose the one you like. We have designer wear to the cheapest possible varieties. Right. Choose the one you would love to have. Right? What decides? What decides whether you're going to have Ritu Kumar's designer wear or Wendell Roderick's designer wear, or you're going to have the Raste ka maal saste mein, go to VT. You can be at Crossroads buying designer wear clothes, and you can be at Chand Bhai's Thela. He was a well-wisher, Chand Bhai at VT. He used to meet us and say Hare Krishna to us. We could buy a cheap 25 rupees t-shirt from Chand Bhai's Thela at VT. Right. What decides? जेब में कितना माल है, हाउ मच मनी इन यू हैव इन योर पॉकेट. दुकान में जाके टी शर्ट तो बहुत अच्छा लगा, बोले कितने का है, 25,000 का केवल. नाउ डोंट बी सरप्राइज, देर आर टी शर्ट वर्थ रुपीज 25,000 अवेलेबल, प्लीज डोंट बी सरप्राइज. हो या एंड देन चांद भाई टी शर्ट इज ऑल्सो देर. रस्ते कमाल सस्ते में. इट ऑल डिपेंड्स ऑन हाउ मच मनी यू हैव इन योर pocket. So after this life, when this t-shirt is going to be old and worn and we are going to throw it off, based on what are we going to choose our pick? Based on what will material world hand us over a new body? We will soon come to that. Next. Now as soon as you come to the prison, the first thing that is done is you change your clothes. So the spiritual body is now reduced to a seed form, and what is given to you? A material body. A material body, whether it is of a bird, a human, a fair, a dark, an American, an Indian body, what is it? Striped set of prisoner's clothes. The very fact that we have this material body proves that spiritual body abhi andar hai, lekin upar abhi kapde badal diye. We are in this prison, and this body is like a set of prisoner's clothes. And then what is the third thing that is done in the prison cell? A shackle. As soon as you are in the prison, haath pair mein janjeer, bedia. Right? Why? He'll escape otherwise. So now we went against the Lord. We came to this material world, which is a prison filled with suffering. We took up a set of clothes, the material body, which is the prisoner's set of clothes, and now we have the shackles which bind us to this world. Friends, did you ever know or did you ever hear of a prison where all the doors are open and the jail superintendent is saying, "Bhag ja!" Nahi, bahut achcha hai. Idhar hi rehna hai. This is the world here. Where you have all the facility to get out, and Durga Devi is pushing you by giving you so much suffering to get out. But no, वो कितनी अच्छी है, वो खाना कितना अच्छा है, मेरा बंगला, मेरा पैसा, मेरी जायदाद,
No one wants to give up these attachments and wants to stay in this material world. There each of us are shackled. Did you know that you are all, not you, did you know that all of us are shackled at this moment? Did any of us here think of this, that as I'm sitting here in this hall, as I'm moving all over Mumbai, there are huge shackles in my hands and my feet, and I'm helplessly bound in this world and I'm not able to get out of this world? Did you know? No. Let me tell you, what are the shackles which bind us? Next. The three modes of material nature. What are the three modes of material nature? Sattva guna, or the mode of goodness. Rajo guna, or the mode of passion. Tamo guna, or the mode of ignorance. We were all thinking, I make the decision what to do in life. Look at where we are and look at what is being done with us. We are like puppets in the hands of the three modes of material nature, shackled by the three modes of material nature. Sometimes goodness starts working in us. Goodness na thoda apna string tight kar leti hai. Chalo mandir chalte hain. Kisne decide kiya? Maine? Where is my free will? Practically na, can't express it. Sattva guna is forcing me to come. And then suddenly ek din raat ko socha, kal na mandir jayenge. And then tamo guna pulls its strings tight. Ah, so ja bete, mandir mein kya rakha hai? And then suddenly you decide, aaj thoda vishram karenge, thoda tamo guna bhi aajaye, bahut thak gaya hoon, so lenge thoda. You want to go in tamoguna and then rajogun makes its strings tight. Soega, exam hai. Kya soch raha hai? Uth ja bete, pad le bete. Mode of passion sets you going. Ullu hai, pagal hai. Soya hai, itna time barbaad kar raha hai. Itna time agar stock market mein dega na, kitna paisa kamayega? Come on, move, 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 move. That is the mode of passion. Oh, just see how free we are. So free, the free birds of this world, to decide what we like, to do what we like. And look how badly we are being controlled by these three modes of material nature. Even the good things that we do are not what we do. Even the good things that we do is sattva guna, the mode of goodness, impelling us to act. So what are we? Bound, captive, prisoners. Right. Bound by the shackles of the three modes of material nature. Did you know that practically everything in this world is divided according to the three gunas? Let's see a few characteristics. Go on. Yeah, just go on. Next. Sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. Sattva guna is characterized by knowledge, practically free from sins, conditioned by the sense of happiness. Example, scientists, poets, good people. Poets, scientists are not so much interested in doing all this nonsense, but they get a kick by making a poem. Sattva guna apna string kheech rahi hai. Don't look for inner happiness. Look for happiness in what? Writing a nice poem. Next. Unlimited desires. Unlimited desires. You know, there was a man, and he started crying loudly. His friend came and said, what happened? Kya ho gaya? Ro kyun raha hai? He said, main na, meri saas mar gayi. Rone ki baat hai kya? My mother-in-law is dead and she left for me 10 lakh rupees. Said, Are, why are you crying? He started crying more loudly. He said, this was 1 month back. And 15 days back, my father-in-law died. And he left behind for me 20 lakh rupees. Ro kyun raha hai? 30 lakhs you are getting, man. He started crying more loudly. Said, just a week back, my sister-in-law died. And she left behind for me 20 lakh rupees. 50 lakhs. And this guy started crying even louder. Now this friend said, kya ho gaya? Why are you crying? He said, no more relatives to die. That is my problem. The mode of passion is characterized by unlimited desires. You simply want more and more and more, as if the more and more and more and more would assure you happiness. Unfortunately, it doesn't. Someone asked a man, if I give you 10 lakh rupees, or if you were to choose between having two extra children and 10 lakh rupees, what would you choose? He said, I would prefer to have two extra children. I said, why? He said, because once you get them, you don't want to have more. But if you get 10 lakhs, you keep wanting more and more and more. Next. It is characterized by fruitive activity. Every activity you do is motivated by some fruitive desire. You see, have you been to some temples where every tile on the floor, every tile of marble on the wall, Parampujya, Kailaswasi, Thakkarji ke Smaranarth. The full temple and all the walls covered with these inscriptions. What is it? We'll give in charity. For what? Prestige, fame, characterized by the mode of passion. Specifically, mode of passion, Rajoguna, is characterized by the strong passion and attraction between a man and a woman. Now mind you, this is not to talk of legal, scriptural married life. Right. We are going to discuss that tomorrow, that married life is supported by the Vedas. But what kind of married life? That also we'll talk tomorrow. Right. You see? This is talking about the attraction between a man and woman in an illicit way. There was a man and he came to a mental hospital. The doctor was with him. And there was one guy hanging on the fan and shouting loudly, Leela! Leela! Right. So this man asked the doctor, "Isko kya ho gaya? Why is he shouting like that?" Said he was in love with a girl called Leela and she ditched him and ran away with another guy. So for the last 10 years, he is trying to commit suicide on the fan by shouting Leela Leela. So the man went ahead and he saw another guy on the fan and he was also shouting Leela Leela. He said, "Isko kya ho gaya?" Said he is the one with whom she ran away. You see, दिल्ली का लड्डू जो खाए वो ही पचता है जो नहीं खाए वो ही पचता है. Once again, please remember, this is not to speak against married life. When married life is characterized based on scriptures, it is considered as an ashram. Grihastha ashram. Ashram is a place where God is worshipped. And married life, householder life is classified as Grihastha ashram. So it's not talking about that. We are talking about something apart. Next. Tamoguna. Madness. Kabhi bhi kuch bhi. Anytime. Anything. Right? Next. Laziness. Extreme degrees of laziness. Next. Sleep and intoxication. Now, according to the scriptures, the human body requires no more than 6 hours of sleep a day. And for the people working in a city like Mumbai, who have a little bit of extra work to do, an hour extra. Right. But people in the mode of ignorance, guess how much they sleep? Minimum of 14 to 18 hours a day. Friends, I am not joking. Here are a few students from Nair Dental College and they know that last time when I went to Nair Medical College for a lecture, one boy came crying to me saying, "I'm not able to study, I just got up." I said, "How many hours?" 16 hours he had slept. and it's a regular affair for him. Right? Tamoguna is characterized by excessive sleep, laziness, madness, intoxication. You will find these people at Bombay Central Tardev Bridge, hanging dark, sitting in a dark dungeon, some injections, some ganja, typical of Tamoguna. What is our guna? What is your guna? What is your guna? Which guna do we belong to? Kabhi tamoguna, kabhi kabhi sattvaguna, kabhi kabhi rajoguna, sab hota hai na? So you saw that picture with all three controlling us. Sometimes one is prominent and the other two are in the background. But each of us have a prominent guna, and that's how we classify people as sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. A sattvic person will be prominently in the mode of goodness, but both these mode of passion and ignorance also affect him. You see? Did you know that food was also in the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance? Food in the mode of goodness, that which is juicy, fatty, wholesome, that which gives pleasure, that which increases the duration of life, increases one's memory and physical power. Food in the mode of passion. Too much sour, too much bitter, too much pungent, too much spicy. Jab tak no hole se hawa nahi aaya, maja nahi aaya. There has to be something coming from different holes of the body. Then you are ecstatic. That is rajasic anna. Food in the mode of ignorance. That which decomposes, that which decays, that which is putrid, that which stinks, that which brings disease, classified very safely as non-vegetarian food. Right. Tomorrow I'm going to discuss more about that. Don't worry. I'm just releasing the small bombs, and I'll be talking about that tomorrow. You see? Did you know that music was in three modes also? When you hear Hari Prasad Chaurasia playing his flute, the call of the valley, or you hear Pandit Ravi Shankar playing his sitar, or you hear some santur vadan, peaceful, mode of goodness, rajoguna, rock and roll. Everything has to shake along with you, your sound systems, your beds, your moves, everything. Rock and roll. Right. Passion sets you going. Ignorance, someone braying like an ass. I know of a classic example, but I don't want to give, in case she is your favorite, so I won't take the name. But there are singers like that. Tamoguna, when you hear them, that's tamasic music. And surprisingly, you can find all three varieties in one family. If you see the family of the sons of Pulatsya, you will find Vibhishan in the mode of goodness, surrendering to Ram also. You will find Ravan in the mode of passion. Already ek patni hai Mandodari, Sita chahiye. Right. Attraction between man and woman. And then you will find a person in the mode of ignorance. Kumbhakarna. Sleep and intoxication. You see? All three modes, three in one. Three in one family. So these three modes actually bind us. Friends, the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita talks in greater details about these three modes, which is out of the scope of this discussion here. Make sure you get a Gita, Prabhupada's Gita, and read through that chapter and analyze which is your prominent mode. Next. The conditioned soul being conditioned. Do you know what is a conditioned soul? You know what is a conditioning? Did you ever buy a packet of biscuits? Ever? Many times. And what is written on the biscuit pack? Ingredients? Conditioning agents and permitted flavors allowed. And for those of you who know a little bit about Western salads, there is some conditioning and seasoning agents, a salad dressing put on salads. Right? So anything that is pure, if you add something to it, it becomes conditioned. The soul is pure. But when it gets conditioned by the, when the three modes of material nature work on him, he is called as a conditioned soul. And the conditioned soul will act according to the particular mode which is strong in his life. Next. We seek happiness on the material platform according to our conditioning. A person in the mode of goodness, will he find pleasure in rock and roll music? And a person in the mode of ignorance, will he find pleasure in Hariprasad Chaurasia's flute? Our pleasure is very much based on what our prominent mode is. Next. Thus the soul is forced to take birth again and again in the material world. Next. Kaal. So now we have covered Prakriti or material nature. What are the jobs of the material nature? Number one, a prison house. Number two, a body from the 84 lakh species of life is given by her. Number three, she binds us with the three modes of material nature. Kala or time. Go on. Time is Krishna's energy, the most powerful force in the material world and is the ultimate among all killers, a serial killer. Right. Next. Is the cause of all transformation in Prakriti. Go on. Cycle of universe and six transformations. Is there anything in the creation which is beyond the influence of time? Nothing. Everything is affected by Kala or time. Is it not? Kala or time is often compared to a great gambler. You know, when a person is a gambler and is very expert in gambling, he is not so much interested just in winning. He knows, I'll throw the dice, last round of dice, and I am anyways going to win. Why? Because I'm expert. So, if I go and play in the first shot only, I'll win, then what is the fun? So, the gambler puts both of his eyes on his opponent. Both the eyes of the great gambler are set in a gaze, a steady gaze on the face of the opponent. And the great gambler throws his dice. And both of them have set some wagers, kuch daav pe lagaya hai. And the opponent wins. He takes all on his, I won. Becomes ecstatic. And this fellow is watching. Maza aa gaya. I want to see him go through that. And then, again one more. One more. Makes him win. Next dice. Makes him lose. Takes him. I lost. Again makes him win. Again makes him lose. And sees the person go through the range of emotions. Tabhi to maza aaya. Jeetna to hai. And then when he said, ab bahut ho gaya. Throws the last round. Takes everything. And utterly defeats the opponent. Time is the most expert gambler. This world is the gambling board. And all what we have in life is the wager jo humne daav pe lagaya hai. And time throws its dice. The two eyes of time, day and night. With its two eyes, day and night, time is constantly watching us. Is time watching us now? Yes. Is time going to watch us tomorrow? Yes. With one eye. In the morning, he has the white eye open, the day eye. In the night, the second eye open. And at dusk, both are partially opened. Some light and some darkness. Watching us. Throws the dice. And what happens? Hey, lottery lag gaya! I won. One more dice. Got a good wife. Wow. One more dice. Why this pain in the liver? Go to the doctor. Hepatitis C. Hepatitis C. Jitna paisa lottery mein aaya na. Sab treatment ke liye gaya. Another dice. Oh, my father-in-law died. Sab jaidad meri ho gayi. Another dice. Wife has terminal cancer. सब पैसा कीमोथेरेपी भी खर्चा हो गया. Keeps doing that on and off, and the great gambler is watching the fun with all of us who are the opponents, and then finally throws the last round of dice, takes everything on his side, including our bodies, our lives. Time and tide wait for none. Everything changes with time. How is time divided in the Vedic times? Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and Kali Yuga. And you know, as time passes by, no? Everything goes on degrading and degenerating. The other day, one of my friends was telling me, when he went to Haridwar, in Haridwar, he went to a tea shop. And in the tea shop, there was a hoarding there. Advertisement. What was written? It was written, Ram Yug ka doodh, Krishna Yug ka ghee, Kali Yug ki chai phook phook ke pi. You know? You see? Ram Yug ka doodh, that's Trita. Krishna Yug ka ghee, that's Dwapar. Kali Yug ki chai phook phook ke pi. Dusra to kuch milne wala hai ne? Doodh ghee? It's funny. Everything keeps on degenerating. सतयुग था जब लोग अपने घरों पर लिखते थे अतिथि देवो भव. सतयुग चला गया, त्रेतायुग आ गया. और त्रेतायुग में क्या लिखा? त्रेतायुग में लिखा शुभ लाभ. त्रेतायुग चला गया, द्वापर युग आया. द्वापर युग में क्या लिखा? सुस्वागतम. और अब वो चला गया, कलयुग आ गया. आप घरों पे क्या लिखा? कुत्तों से सावधान. That's how things go on degenerating in this age of Kali with time. In the golden age, the Satyayuga, people would offer all the money they had to God. That age went and Treta Yuga came in. Everything to God? Too much. So they used to draw a circle and throw their money in air. Whatever falls in the circle, yours God. Whatever falls outside, ours God. That Yuga went and the Dwapar Yuga came. That circle mein bahut jyada girega na. We'll draw a line. So they drew a line, said, left mein jo bhi girega, upar fekne ke baad, wo Bhagwan ka. Right mein jo bhi girega, wo hamara. Then came Kali Yuga. Where they threw the money in the air and said, Bhagwan, jitna pakad lete, pakad paate ho, pakad lo. Baki hamara. Everything in Kali Yuga goes down with time. ततश्चानुदिनं धर्म्यं सत्यं शौचं क्षमादया कालेन बलिना राजन् नांक्षन्ति आयुर्बलं स्मृतिः. ततश्च अनुदिनं, दिन प्रतिदिन इन कलियुग व्हाट हैपेंस? धर्म्यं, व्हाट ऑल गोज डाउन? धर्म, रिलीजन, स्पिरिचुअलिटी. ततश्चानुदिनं धर्म्यं सत्यं, ट्रुथफुलनेस गोज डाउन. शौचं, cleanliness goes down. Kshama, forgiveness goes down. Daya, mercifulness goes down. Kalena balina rajan, by the powerful influence of kala, time. Nankshanti ayu, ayu, average lifespan goes down. Balam, physical prowess goes down. Smritihi, memory goes down. I was telling some people here only, I forget three things. I forget names, I forget telephone numbers, and the third thing I forgot. That is Kali Yuga, where everything goes on degenerating. So time brings about cycle of universe. Satya Dwapar Treta Kali, Satya Dwapar Treta Kali, and time also brings six transformations in the body. Birth, growth, staying for some time, producing byproducts, dwindling with time, and death. Death is the final attack of time. There was a king, and the king was not taking to God consciousness, to spirituality. The minister told the doctor, tell him you are going to die in a week's time. He said, he won't listen to me. I said, I'll do it. So the minister came and told the sage, The sage took the role of an astrologer and came to the king and said, King, king, you know what? There is a bad news for you. Your horoscope says you are going to die in a week's time. Right? And he left. King said, Kyun bola mere ko marna tha, to marna tha. Why did he tell me? And then he came running again and saying, King, king, good news, good news. So what can be good news after saying you are dying? Good news. So what happened? Your horoscope says you will die but you will go to heaven. Chalo, theek hai. Isse to achha hi hoga udhar. Then again after few days he came out, King, king, problem, problem. Your horoscope says you are going to go to heaven but there is a bad news. What's bad news now? He said, you'll go to heaven but there are too many mosquitoes there. After a few days he came running and said, King, 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 there's a good news for you. I said, what? There is a mosquito net also. So no problem. After a few days this fellow came running and said, King, 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 bad news. I said, what now? He said, there is a mosquito net, but there is a big hole in the mosquito net. And the king was frustrated. After a few days this guy came again and said, good news, king, good news, fantastic news. He said, what? And there is a hole in the mosquito net, but you can carry a needle with you. Right. The king said, wait a minute. What did you say? Carry a needle with you to stitch the hole. The king said, wait a minute. What did you say? Carry a needle? Now how does one do that? How can I carry a needle from here to there? The sage said, this is precisely what I wanted to teach you. If you can't carry a needle with you, how can you carry all what you have amassed? Time will come and destroy all, dear king. Please take shelter of the Lord. Right. So that is Kala or time. Now we come to the final element which is going to give us the answer to our question, why do bad things happen to good people? Next. What is definition of karma? Who are we? Don't look at the definition. Forget about all that. Uda dos. Band karo. Go to previous. Yes. Otherwise you will keep your attention there. You know. Who are we? The soul. Where are we now? Material world. In what situation? In the material body. Right? And what are we bound by? The three modes of material nature. And what is influencing us all the time? Time or Kala. Now do you understand why we have to discuss Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala and then come to karma? Because the definition of karma is a composite of all of these four. You see? So what is karma? Activity performed by the soul in this material body under the influence of the three modes and witnessed by Kala or time. Is that clear? As simple as that. See, all of you are scholars of the Gita. You know it already. Go on. Activities performed by the living entity conditioned by the three modes under the control and the purview of time is what we call as karma. Are we all doing karma now? Doing something. So we are doing karma. Now what is the law of karma? Next. Now, what is the law of karma? For every action, there is an equal correspondent reaction. Jaisi karni, vaisi bharni. Whatever you do, don't think that no one is witnessing it. Who is witnessing it? Kaal is witnessing it. Material nature with its three modes is witnessing it. हमको क्या लगता है अरे कोने में जाऊंगा माँ मम्मी डैडी थोड़ी है उधर एक कोने में जाके एक 555 स्मोक कर लिया मम्मी डैडी थोड़ी देखने वाले है ना न्यूयॉर्क रेस्टोरेंटर बार में जाके एक स्मर्नॉफ पी लूंगा कौन देखने वाला है सॉरी आई हैव अ लॉट ऑफ इन्फॉर्मेशन अबाउट द वर्ल्ड डोंट थिंक दैट
just because I am in these sadhu clothes, I am not aware of the happenings of the world, because I have friends like all of these different college boys who keep me well informed, very well informed about what's going on in the world outside, so that when I speak to people, they can relate to what I say. Otherwise, I am just going to talk from the shlokas of the Gita. Ye kya bol raha hai, Sanskrit baat kar raha hai. When I say all these things, you say, "Arey, apni kahani hai. This is, seems like our story, is it not?" Right? So, you might think that I might just go in a corner and do something. And who's going to watch? And what's going to happen? Nothing. The time factor, the three modes of material nature are witnessing. And every single thing we do and think is being recorded. Right. I told you that day, this session can make you just drop out on the last day, I won't come. Or this session will make you think that I must change. Right. There's no other way. There is no third option after this session. Right. Either you say, bas, wapis nahi jayenge. बहुत हो गया है, बहुत हैवी, बहुत बहुत ज्यादा हो गया. Or else you will say, I can't continue with my life the way I am living now. I have to do something to change myself. You see? So I said, every action has an equal correspondent reaction. The mills of God grind very slow, but exceedingly fine. कर्म का जो नियम है धीरे धीरे आएगा, लेकिन जब आएगा ना अपने पूरे फोर्स में आएगा. राइट. आई एम गोइंग टू गिव यू अ सिंपल एग्जाम्पल, अ रियल एग्जाम्पल फॉर हाउ व्हाट यू डू कैन कम बैक अपॉन यू एज अ रिएक्शन. In Australia, at the outskirts of Australia, there was a small town, and in the outskirts of that town, practically in a kind of a forest, there was a very famous restaurant. Right. What was the speciality of this restaurant? There was a pond right in front. You could go and sit on the side of the pond, take your fishing rod, fish out the fish of your choice, pull it out, bring the suffering and, you know, shaking fish to the owner, to the head cook. And the head cook would take the fishing rod and put that fish alive in burning hot oil to fry it and give it to you as a prep. Now, if you have a fish dead, dead at least. Now, that's also not all right. But at least amongst the two, that's okay. But this one, could take it out, fry it alive, and what would people take pleasure in? Seeing how that fish is roasted, fried, and burnt to death. Wow, that was a delicacy. People from all over Australia, or for that matter, all over the world, were coming to this restaurant. Why? Because of this novelty item that was being presented here. You know what happened? The owner of that restaurant once was sitting next to the pond. The busy day was over, late afternoon, relaxing. And suddenly, a helicopter came down and a huge suction pipe, wide in diameter, came to suck out the water from that pond. And along with that water from the pond, this man was also sucked in. And this water was to be thrown on a forest fire close by. Because you can't extinguish a forest fire by a fire brigade vehicle. They had an fire brigade helicopter sucking water from all the close by ponds and throwing it on this forest fire. And as the water was thrown, the man also came, and as he had had all the fishes being burnt and fried alive, he was also burnt alive to death. This was a newspaper cutting. This is not from the Bhagavad Gita. Right. So, next, For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. We are accountable for everything we speak, think and do. Therefore, we must be aware of the consequences of the activities we perform. Go on. Now, let's get a little bit of preliminary knowledge of the law of karma. First is called as good karma or pious activity or punya. Everyone says, na, punya karo bhai, paap nahi karna chahiye. Good karma or pious activity also has a reaction. Any activity, good or bad, must get a reaction. So I do good and I get good reaction, and what do I do then? Once I accumulate a lot of pious activities, where am I sent? To the heavenly planets to become a demigod. Which t-shirt have you got now? God's designer wear. Right. The most expensive ones, the demigods' bodies. Why? Because you had the price to pay. And what was the price? Good karma. Pious activity. Do pious activities and you go up to Apsara Loka. My Lord, that would be cool, isn't it? Apsara Loka, where the Apsaras are dancing and singing and are erotic, and their bodies do not need deodorants. Their bodies are called Padmagandhas. Their bodies emanate the odor of lotus flowers naturally. Wow. Would you like to be one? Or at least would you like to be with one? Wow, that's a cool option. Or go to Brahma Loka and be a Brahma. Or go to Siddha Loka, where you have Siddhis, where you can fly, where you can control things, where you want something and you appears on your hand. Siddha Loka. Go to all of these top planets. What takes you there? Good karma or pious activity. But what does the Gita say? Tetam bhuktva swarga lokam vishalam kshine punye martya lokam vishanti. Idhar ek achha kaam kiya tha, dusra, tisra, chautha, panchwa, sau, do hajar, hajar, lakh, swarga lok. Swarga lok mein ek baar ek somras maar liya. And somras means no hangovers, but good kicks. You see, not like the intoxication of this world. Drank somras, five punyas finished. That five punyas gave you that somras there. Oh, you were freaking out with that apsara there, is it? Oh ho! And then 50 karmas, good karmas finished. And in this way, tetam bhuktva swarga lokam vishalam kshine punye. Your punya becomes kshina. Reduce. Zero. And what did I say that day? You are not allowed to die there. Yele. Like a football, the demigod is kicked. And he falls as a shooting star. The other day we were talking of. So even demigods have to die. What's the big deal going there? Right. What's the big deal going there? An airplane collects fuel and goes up. And once the fuel is over, again has to come down to fill fuel. So you have the fuel of good karma and therefore you fly to the heavenly planets, but as soon as the fuel is exhausted, come down. Therefore, this earth is called Karma Bhumi and heaven is called Bhoga Bhumi. There you just go and enjoy. But the karma required to go there is collected on this planet earth. Sometimes, when you do good karma, you may not become a devata. You may once again become a human being. And whatever good you did will come back to you as a reaction. किसी को 10 रुपया चैरिटी दे दिया, शाम को पता चला 10,000 तनख्वाह बढ़ गई. You don't correlate that the good you do has to come back to you as a good reaction. Next. And then we have bad karma or sinful life. What is bad karma or sinful life? One goes against the injunctions of scriptures and whimsically does what he likes. Dharma stands on four pillars. What are they? Truth, mercifulness, cleanliness and austerity. And what are the four things that break dharma? These four pillars: meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. These are the four things that break these pillars and are considered the four biggest sins in this world. Eating meat, which is against the principle of mercifulness. Gambling, which is against the principle of truthfulness. Or intoxication, which is against the principle of austerity. And illicit sex, which is against the principle of cleanliness. Don't think, friends, that what we do is going to go unescaped. If there are heavenly planets in this world, there are also hellish planets in this world. And for whatever we do, not only will we be given the next body, but before that, as a training session, we will be taken to hell. The body that we are going to get in our next body to be adapted to that, pehle trial le lete hain. Right. Like when they had the Apollo 11 mission going, then before they actually launched the Apollo 11, on Earth they simulated 1/6 gravity and the toothbrush was flying and the astronaut was saying how to brush my teeth. Training deke baad mein launching. So the soul, before being launched into the new body, is taken to hellish planets. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes 27 varieties of hellish planet systems in which there are millions of hellish planets. A few of them, you want to drink liquor, intoxication, no problem. Go ahead with as much. And you think nothing is going to happen to me now? Even now you will happen. Even now something will happen. Physical disease. Wo chal jayega. Maza aa raha na lekin. Just do it. Right. Because it's good. And then what do? As soon as you get out of this world, you're taken to a hell where red hot molten iron is poured into your mouth. Oh, you want to drink liquor? Come on, sir. Enjoy this one now. That's great. You'll get a kick of your life. Another kick of your life which you never got. Take it. Right. And then you eat meat. Kill animals and eat meat. Fry animals alive. Oh, wonderful. You will be taken to a hell where there will be big pots with hot oil. And you will be fried alive in that. And then if one wants to engage in illicit activities, one will be taken to a hell where there is a naked statue of a woman, and you will be forced to embrace that woman, and that woman, the statue will be that of red hot iron. Enjoy. Right. And then if one wants to engage in gambling, there are equivalent hells and reactions for that also. Scary. Right. For whatever we have done till today, it is all going to come with compound interest. Not simple interest. Right. It's all going to come with compound interest by the laws of karma. Right? Next. So someone may say, if meat eating is what you are against, no? And you say that there is a hell where you will be fried alive, then why do the Vedas sometimes recommend meat eating? You'll find some Puranas which recommend eating meat. We said there is sattva guna, rajaguna and tamaguna. The tamasic Puranas recommend meat eating. You just can't do it. Just can't resist. Okay, do it this way. Now how does the person have to eat meat? Number one, not every day. Once in a month on the Amavasya day. Number two, not any kind of meat. Only goat's meat. Number three, you have to take the goat to a Kali temple and offer this goat to Kali. And Kali temple was never in the town. The Kali temple would always be outside the town. Why? Because why should the people in the mode of goodness suffer this massacre and blood and stinking smell? Jo bhi karna hai bahar karo. That's what the government started. Jo bhi sharab pina hai, permit room. But permit rooms originally when they started would be outskirts of the town. Now every second restaurant is a permit room, unfortunately. You see? So, you do it outside. Then when you get the animal there, you are supposed to kill the animal yourself. All those who eat meat, no? Go and buy animals, flesh from the shop. Take the chopper in your hand, watch the emotions in the eyes of the animal,
and slice off the head of the animal as you chant a mantra in the ears of the animal. And what is that mantra? Mam Saha. I kill you in this life, you have the right to kill me in my next life. And from this word Mam Saha comes the word Mams, from which comes the word Mamsahar. Right. It's a Sanskrit mantra which says Mam Saha. I give you the right to kill me as I have killed you. You see? So what happens to this person? He was thinking, chalo abhi theek hai, I'll do it that way. He will think, number one, he becomes regulated once a month. Number two, he can't see those emotions in the eyes of the animal. Number three, when he chants this mantra, what does he feel? He feels, I am digging my own grave. Is it not? So what does he do gradually? He gives up eating meat. So meat eating is recommended in the Vedas for what? So that gradually the person stops eating meat. Next. Concession given does not mean a free license to engage in sinful activity. This is a concession given only for those who just cannot resist it. Right? So good karma and bad karma, both will have its reaction. One can give you a human body or take you to heaven. Other can give you a lower body or take you to hell. Next. It is applicable only to the human species. Why? Because only humans can think about it. One, the human form of life is compared to a train junction. You know, when you go from Bombay to Pune, no? By a train, different stations come on the way and you can't get down and choose to go to Delhi now. You have to wait till Pune comes. When Pune junction comes, then you can choose to go to Delhi, you can choose to go to Goa, you can choose to go to any place from the junction. So from aquatics is one station, then trees is another station, reptiles is another station, animals is another station, birds is another station, finally, junction has come. All of you are at the junction of your life. These species have no choice. They have to go through all of these till they finally come to the human. Which means we have already gone through all this 8,400,000 and now we have this human form of life which is like a junction. Now the choice is ours. Which train to catch? Should we catch the train of Sattva Guna and go to heaven? Good karma. Should we catch the train of Rajaguna and get a human form of life again? That's our station. Or should we catch the train of Tamoguna and become an animal? Or should we catch some train which takes us out of the whole confusion and muddle? Because even if you become a demigod, still we will die. So how many choices do we have now in this human form of life? Four. How? Go up to the heavenly planets, go down to the animal species, stay as a human, or surpass all of these three and get out of this entire confusion and muddle. And that choice we have now. Next. Instant and delayed karma. When we do any action, there is some reaction that comes immediately. And some reaction comes after some time. Go on. If you sow a mustard seed, no? In 7 days, you will get a small plant. If you plant a coconut tree, it will take 20 to 25 years to get a coconut fruit. Instant and delayed. What is instant karma? I gave 10 rupees in charity like I mentioned and in the evening I got 1000 rupees or 10,000 rupees. Immediate. Delayed karma. I gave 10 rupees in charity, but nothing has come till now. Which means in my karma account, that reaction is yet to come. And if it doesn't come before I die, then what? Again another birth, simply to get the reaction of what I have done in this lifetime. You understand how the cycle of birth and death continues? Or conversely, you do something bad. And it doesn't come to you in this life, again another birth,
to experience it. Now, instant reaction means that which comes to you in this life only. Delayed reaction means that which comes to you in your future lives, maybe next, maybe 10 lives after what you have done in this lifetime. Right? Do you know the story of Dhritarashtra? Dhritarashtra was a hunter in some lifetime. And he had killed 50 little small siblings of a bird. Right? In the nest. 100 siblings in the nest. And then made the mother bird and the father bird blind. And 50 lifetimes later, not 50 years later, 50 lifetimes later, Dhritarashtra was born blind. Gandhari put that cloth on her eyes. And all of his 100 sons were killed. So someone may say, why did he have to wait for 50 lifetimes? Are to get one son, so much punya is needed. So 50 lifetimes of punya first gave him 100 sons, and then what he had done 50 lifetimes back came as a reaction, and all of his sons were killed, and he was going through that agony and suffering. Here is an answer to a question: why do bad things happen to good people? Bad things never happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. But that bad need not be of this life. That bad could be of some lifetime, some time back, some lifetimes back. And a simple example can be quoted. Have you seen a grain storage sometimes? In villages, they have a granary where they put grains from top and there is a door at the bottom. They retrieve grains from the bottom. Right? Now a farmer in the year 2005 has reaped a bountiful harvest of excellent quality wheat, and you see him putting that wheat from the top. But when you open the door, when he opens the door at the bottom, what does he see? He sees bad quality grains coming out. What happened? Is it the good quality grains of 2005 coming? No. In a grain storage, there is grain stored from 2003, 2004, then 2005. And what is at the lowest stratum? 2003, then 2004, then 2005. So what are the bad quality grains that are coming out? Is it the grains that he is putting in now? No, it is from the year 2003. And what he is putting in will come out a few years later. So when we see bad things happening to good people, what is it? It is something which they have done from their previous lives. Right. Harold Kushner, why should he blame? That child was innocent now, but what about 20 lifetimes back? Something he did came to him as progeria. Why should Charles Darwin blame God? That child, something he must have done in some 10 lifetimes back, and he dies of cholera. Right now he looks innocent. You see? So the reactions from our previous lives come and have us suffer in this lifetime. Or conversely speaking, good also. Suddenly you'll find someone is, you know, doing all kinds of nonsense and everything good is happening to him. It's not because of the bad he's doing. It's because of the good that he must have done in some lifetime. And the bad he's doing is going to also come either instantaneously or in a delayed fashion. Next. Individual and collective karma. Now this is individual, one to one. I die because of progeria, because I did something. What is collective karma? When Prakriti or material nature sees hundreds of people doing the same sinful activity in different places of the world, she says, why go and punish them individually? She brings all of them together. One earthquake, one volcano, one famine, one drought. So again we were thinking, poor innocent people. Innocent in this life. In their previous lives, they have committed heinous activities, and all of them living together were destroyed in one way, means similar kind of sinful activity has been done. Now, in Florida, go on. No, wait. Turn it back. In Florida, in the year 2004, 13th of August, there was a huge hurricane called the Charlie Hurricane. Before that, in the year 92, there was a hurricane called Andrew Hurricane. Severe, big hurricane. And when this Charlie hurricane came, practically thousands and thousands of homes destroyed. The whole city of Florida was practically finished.
Right.
Now, all the billboards all over, they were also finished because the speed of the wind was 100 miles per hour. Only one billboard was not destroyed. This was on the Orlando Road in Florida. Now, on this particular billboard, someone had written some propaganda about God. So, one company said, what is a stupid thing written? So, one more, they covered it with another cloth poster advertising their product. The only billboard that did not get destroyed was this one. And there's a photograph of that. And that thing which was covering the billboard was torn apart. And the original thing came. It was written on that, we need to talk. Who is saying that? God. You think that you can go on with whatever you like and nothing will happen in your life? No. Reaction must come either individually or collectively as a hurricane and destroy everything. And people started seriously thinking that we should now turn to God. Next. Ignorance of the law is no excuse to escape the reaction. Arre, aaj tak malum hi nahi tha, toh abhi maaf hona chahiye na? Till now I didn't know, so how am I accountable?
Right.
So you get into a first class compartment of a train and the TT asks you, ticket? You show him a second class ticket. Say, fine, nikalo. Bole, malum nahi tha, saab. Ye first class hai. Bole, malum hai, nahi hai. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So just because till today we did not know that these laws exist and work in our life, doesn't mean that we are going to escape the reaction for whatever we have done till now. Sab kuch apne account mein bachpan se leke aaj tak bhara pada hai. Tension, my God. Next. Good and bad karma do not cancel each other. Kisi ko lagega abhi paap kiya hai, thoda punya karunga. Sab thik ho jayega. Hisab kitab chukta. No. Just imagine, you know, when I was in Pune studying as a student, if I would have murdered 10 people, and if I would have come here, right, if I would have come here, and taken these saffron clothes of a sadhu, a monk, and then the policeman comes saying, Mr, wo Pune mein tumhara photo hai, warrant hai tumhare against, chalo, jail mein. Kya baat kar rahe, dekhiye na, abhi dekhiye, itne logon ke liye Gita course kar raha hun, samaj ka kalyan kar raha hun, prasad baat raha hun, प्रवचन दे रहा हूं, अभी कोई पाप नहीं करता. तो ये और वो दोनों हिसाब किताब चूकता. Happens like that? If the laws of the government of this world does not accept it, how can the laws of nature do it? Which means for every good thing you do, you will be rewarded separately. And for every bad thing you do, you will be punished separately. There is nothing like good and bad karma cancel each other. You understand? So therefore, if you kill 10 people in this world or 100 people in this world, what is the punishment? Ek bar phansi lag jayegi. So once one person kills 10 people, say, hey, aur 10 bara maar leta hun. What is the problem? But if you kill, the laws of karma are not like that. Every person you kill, you will be punished separately for that killing. So good and bad karma do not cancel each other. Good and bad karma are both binding. Why? दोनों भी रिएक्शन अगर डिलेड रिएक्शन आया ना, यू विल हैव टू टेक बर्थ अगेन टू आइदर एंजॉय द गुड कर्म और सफर द बैड कर्म. सो गुड एंड बैड बोथ आर बैड बिकॉज इवन गुड कर्म मेक्स यू टेक बर्थ टू सफर अगेन. वन टाइम देर वॉज अ पिग डिस्कसिंग विथ अनदर पिग. ही सेड, यू नो, वेट स्टूल, वेरी गुड, जूसी, succulent, fresh, sumptuous. The other pig said, stupid rascal, fool, idiot. It's not like that. Dry stool, wonderful, crispy, munchy. I don't know if there's anything else I should say. I don't have the adjective. I don't have the adjectives to describe further. Crispy and crunchy and munchy. Now, wet stool or dry stool. Stool is stool. Good karma or bad karma. Karma is karma. It binds you to the cycle of birth and death. I know that there are questions in mind now. Abhi tak jo ikattha hua, uska kya? What am I going to do with all of that? Is there a way out? Is there a way by I don't go up, I don't go down, I don't stay here, I go back to God. Back to home, back to Godhead, where I came from. That's our session tomorrow. Well, some interesting facts. Now, please read this carefully. I hope this catches you the way it caught me. In light of the many perversions and jokes we send along to one another for a laugh, this is a little different. This joke today is not intended to be a joke. It's not intended to be funny. It's intended to get you thinking. Are you with me? Thinking? Okay, go on. A prominent American's daughter was interviewed on the early show, and Jane Clayson asked her, how could God let something like this happen regarding the attacks on September 11, WTC? Annie Graham gave an extremely profound and insightful response. She said, I believe God is deeply saddened by this, just as we are. But for years we have been telling God to get out of our schools, to get out of our government, and to get out of our lives. And being the gentleman he is, I believe he has calmly backed out. How can we expect God to give his blessings and his protection if we demand he leaves us alone? Next. In light of the recent events, terrorist attacks, school shootings, etc., I think it started when Madeleine Murray O'Hare, she was murdered, her body found recently, complained she didn't want prayer in our schools. And we said, okay. Then someone said, you better not read the Bible in school. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and love your neighbor as yourself. And we said, okay. Then Dr. Benjamin Spock said, we shouldn't spank our children when they misbehave because the little personalities would be warped and we might damage their self-esteem. Dr. Spock's son committed suicide, by the way. We said an expert should know what he's talking about. And we said, okay. Then someone said, teachers and principals better not discipline our children when they misbehave. The school administrators said, no faculty member in the school better touch a student when they misbehave because we don't want any bad publicity. And we surely don't want to be sued. There is a big difference between disciplining, touching, beating, smacking, humiliating, kicking, etc. And we say, okay. Then someone said, let's let our daughters have abortions if they want, and they won't even have to tell their parents. And we said, okay. Then some wise school board member said, since boys will be boys and they're going to do it anyways, let's give all our sons the condoms they want so that they can have all the fun they desire and we won't have to tell their parents they got them at school. And we say, okay. Then some of our top elected officials said, it doesn't matter what we do in private as long as we do our jobs. Agreeing with them, we said, it doesn't matter to me what anyone, including the president, does in private, as long as I have a job and the economy is good. And we said, okay. Then someone said, let's print magazines with pictures of nude women and call it wholesome, down-to-earth appreciation for the beauty of the female body. And we said, okay. And then someone else took that appreciation a step further and published pictures of nude children and then further again by making them available on the internet. And we said, okay, they are entitled to free speech. Then the entertainment industry said, let's make TV shows and movies that promote profanity, violence and illicit sex. Let's record music that encourages rapes, drugs, murder, suicide and satanic themes. And we said, it's just entertainment. It has no adverse effect. Nobody takes it seriously anyway, so go right ahead. And we said, okay. Now we are asking ourselves why our children have no conscience. Why they don't know the right from the wrong. And why it doesn't bother them to kill strangers, their classmates, and themselves. Probably if we think about it long and hard enough, we can figure it out. I think it has a great deal to do with we reap what we sow. What we do will come back. Funny how simple it is for people to trash God and then wonder why the world is going to hell. Funny how we believe what the newspapers say, but question what the Bible says. Funny how you can send jokes through email and they spread like wildfire, but when you start sending messages regarding the Lord, people think twice about sharing. Funny how lewd, crude, vulgar and obscene articles pass freely through cyberspace, but public discussion of God is suppressed in the school and workplace. Are you laughing? I know you not. I know you can't. Funny how when you forward this message, you will not send it to many on your address list because you are not sure what they believe or what they will think of you for sending it.
funny how can we be, how we can be more worried about what other people think of us than what God thinks of us. Pass it on if you think it has merit. If not, then just discard it. No one will know you did. But if you discard this thought process, don't sit back and complain about what bad shape the world is in. Right? Next. Are you thinking? Go on. Next slide. Now I guess you know why the world is in its shape the way it is today. Right. A beautiful thing written here. Clearly know that God is not responsible for what we are going through. What is responsible? Our karma. Ourself. What we do, so shall we reap. There are three different types of karma. One is called karma itself, which means do good, give charity, do good according to scriptures. Second, vikarma, go against the scriptures. So that is punya or pious activity. This is pap or sinful activity. Both of them have reaction. Now we have to think of some activity. We can't stop activity. So we have to think of some activity which has no reaction. Will it be possible? Every action has to have an equal and corresponding reaction. Could there be an activity which has no reaction? That is a subject matter of discussion tomorrow. What is called as akarma, the practical application of Gita in our lives. Next, lifetime is the preparation, friends, and death is the final examination. Whatever you think at the moment of death gives you your next body based on your karma. And what will you think at the last moment? Whatever you have done throughout your lives. So please be in time tomorrow for the concluding session on yoga and the practical application of yoga. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I am sorry to be late because it's a long talk. If you thank Deep Kapadia for coming. He has been a very old friend of mine, missing for long. We didn't meet for last 7-8 years, and madam here gave me the number and somehow we could contact him.
Hare Krishna. Telling you in very brief, as sir has said, first and foremost thing what I was looking today and starting from it, where everyone was asking me this question and is asking me this question, what happened after death? And I will tell you, in my case, okay, this, what we call Apsara, Somras and Angel, I have not met anyone. No one had asked me for Somras, sir. Saying something different, then either I don't know what happened after death, or I mean, I was ignorant, or everything was dark beside me. Which, after that, what I remember is just I was traveling. And it was, everything was dark around me. And then I only remember I took a birth. Telling something about my past life, I was a security officer, again, right hand of Maharana Fateh Singh, 44th descendant of Maharana Pratap at Udaipur. And it is not long time back, in 1976 was my death. I don't remember anything of my very early age. My death was by milk poisoning. When I was born in this birth, 79. Yeah, 3 years. Yeah, 3 years was a gap. And my death was by milk poisoning. We had some enmity. And what else I must say? Pasrija, Dr. Stevenson, Dr. Pasrija, Nicholas Sunrise. I remember still, and as it was that time, means in my young age, probably that much only it is. Now, of course, one thing is there that if I try to recollect something more, okay, then immediately I cannot pick up. Of course, when I am in that kind of state, okay, when I am in that type of mood, I think so, I know many things more. But in regular time, I cannot. And even when I used to remember, I had two problems since I used to have fever. Okay, and my fever used to go 105 or something, 104, 105. And I used to have swelling in my veins. I used to have a pain in my knees. And it may be because of the stress or something which is going on indirectly. So, because of this physical strain, I was also avoiding a little bit that going. But in childhood, I had lots of attachment. I used to run out of the house and all. Anyway, when I was very young of abroad, 11 months, at that time, I started to talk in Udaipur, this is there, when City Palace is there, in Udaipur, this is nice, 11 month. Yes, and it is not that I was talking so fluently, okay, but at that time, I started the things, and, yes. And the fact is that way that from the right from very young age, I remember everything. And you will be even this thing that I was put into Gujarati medium. We are Gujarati basically. So I was put into Gujarati medium. I said I will not go to Gujarati medium. If you are putting me into English medium, then only I am studying. Then forcefully my parents put me into English medium. And after I am being put in English medium, I have excelled. In Gujarati medium, I have not studied. So I selected all the things myself. That I cannot give explanation, but not with my past birth or maybe, but to approach and to go further very smoothly, I was feeling English medium is the right choice. So I can approach. I mean, later on in my life, it will be easy to go ahead. I don't know, I had little bit feeling. Yes, I'm going on that. Yeah, because of 11 months, yes.
What happened when Dr. Stevenson and Prasvicha?
Yeah. Okay. When I was of this thing, 1 year, 1.5 year, that time I had a physical problem and all. So my parents took me to the doctor, family doctor, then child specialist, then clinical psychologist, then psychologist, then parapsychologist, and then it came Ramakant Keni of Mumbai Hospital. Okay, at that time, Anne Stevenson, Nicholas Rice, they came very late. When I was of 5-6 years, that time they made me. But when I was very young, this Ramakant Keni was a doctor who was studying, and he did something, and he confirmed that this is a case of a past birth. Then he took all the information from Udaipur, and he took all the information from me about the city palace, about the surrounding area, what I'm talking about, the street roads and everything, about the temples there, and it was telling. So he said, "Okay, it is 99% a case of a rebirth." And finally, he said, "We will take him to the Udaipur." But this journey was been planned that I was been kept blindfolded. Means I was been said we are going to the Srinagiri, which is 90 kilometer away from Udaipur. And Udaipur is middle stop. Means Udaipur you have to stop and you have to change the bus to go to Srinagiri. So Vichitralekha and all, means Gujarati Chitralekha was there at then. So their reporter were there. Then one of the assistant was there. And that way with my family we went to Srinathji, and in meanwhile Udaipur came. As soon as the Udaipur came and the bus stopped, I said I am not going further. This is Udaipur, this is where the city palace is there, this is where I used to stay. And I started running, and after I started running we took I was of 1.5 year or something, that time elder, 2 years or something. I was 2 year. It was in 81's mid of the year. So 2.5 year was there when I was been taken first time to Udaipur. Then we went and we stayed in Fateh Memorial, and Fateh Memorial was one of the places where I used to stay previously also, major of the time. And then I showed my house and we made the three people of my passport. One of my friend was there. He was in charge of City Palace, Tulsidas ji. Then we met my munim and my one of my son. So that all were. My son was carrying me. And I showed everything in Udaipur. First of all, when I went to my house, okay, I had a good property there. So they said that this may be a blunder for a property or something. So they didn't believe. And then there was that I was coming back. And in childhood, my face was resembling to my past life. Okay, now it is not. But in childhood, somehow it was resembling to my past life. So one of my son's friend was going up and he said that my wife was death after my death. So when I was going, that friend said that his face is looking similar to your sister. Means my daughter's face and my face was been a little bit same. So he called me back and then we sat and we discussed about my habit, about the house, and I said many things which were not been known to those people. For example, three. It was a gun, then the eating pattern was there. Then there was something like one temple was been there. And they have changed the face of the temple and they have constructed a wall. So I said, here there was a temple and they denied. Then my munim came and he said, nay, first temple was facing this way, then we have constructed a wall and now temple is facing another way. Then another thing I said was in City Palace, there is one way, so you can go from downstairs to upstairs directly. And there is even a way from there, another way is there, which will take you outside. So when I was saying, I said that remove this frame. It is a full size frame. So I said, just remove this frame. Then the person with us, when security, guide and the other people ask why you want to remove this frame. I said, there is a door which takes us up directly. So he said, no, there is no door here. No one was knowing. Only the in charge and one or two people were knowing this thing. So he said, okay. I said, finally you remove it. You will understand it is there or not. Finally, reporter persuaded them and asked him to shift that frame. And there was a way upstairs. Okay. And I showed even the way from where outside it is there. I mean, away from the palace, there is a forest type of place from there. You have to come in. And I have described the place that there is a mark of a threshold inside it. There are lots of snakes which you have to clear and then you have to come. Everything was lit to that way. Another thing was that there are three fans running on kerosene. So nowadays in 2-3 places kerosene fan are been discovered and they are been running. But that time I think it was new or something. So they said on kerosene fan cannot run. I said no, there are three fans. And it is there. Go and check in Bhandar. They were not been kept in museum. And my desire was that it must be kept in museum because it is a unique thing what Udaipur has. So I said, check it. And it has been kept in Bhandar. So they went into Bhandar. They searched into Bhandar. Exactly three pieces were been found. Exactly three. Not one less, not one more. And that were been kept in the museum. And now also many a time that I have heard from 2-3 people that when they go and the guide, when they are saying about this pen and all, they take that I have gone and I have removed the pens and all, reference and all. What else you would like to know? Or 5 minutes are over. There was a personal enmity. Of course, the enmity was three of the four pillars. So, money and then power that what he wanted to do, I was not allowing it to do. Yeah, I remember. And in fact, I went to the police station. And there I have opened not one case, but many cases. I was sitting with the commissioner there. And I opened up many cases and I said, see, this is a case. Okay, this was the thing occurred, this event occurred, this person died and the file has been closed, considering as in suicide or accident and all. So he said, yes, right, that way only the whole cases have been there. And finally I said, no, this was not an accident or some suicide, it was a murder. It was a murder committed by this person, it was committed by our this group fellow or someone. No one had, because it is not a valid proof. Even my murderer, when I showed, no police had took any action because it is not a valid proof. Yeah, that person was alive, that person died in 1985 or something. His pose was that thing that you bring him near me, then we will see. Means I was very short-tempered. I was very short-tempered, means, and then no one can control me. Even 7 to 8 people come, if my temper has been lost, you will not control me. You will not be able to control me. So, so for to that person, he was working with us only, in a palace only. Beside it, he was a very good tantric. Okay, even police were not going into his area. And he was beyond the siddhis and all the occult powers. So, I don't know why he selected poison to kill me. Nee, I'm not getting your question. What does my conscience say in this? See, my first my intention was there to go back to my past life, but later on when I was been meeting people, that many people I have met, okay, even Gaur Gopal Prabhu and many of them in this trend, when I was meeting, my conscience started changing. I started to feel that I am here back for certain mission. Okay, so I'm searching out that what good I can do. I'm trying to do whatever good I'm doing till yet. Means I'm in my profession or in my career or even something, if I can go and extend out to the others. I'm trying to do best what I can do for others. That is what I'm trying.
Thank you very much, Deep. Let's give Deep a big hand for having spared his valuable time and come here this evening. Thank you very, very much. It's more than just having him speak here. It was my earnest desire to meet him for the last 8 years. I haven't met, I think we met in 97, right? Maybe 99. So that's about 6-7 years. So being with an old friend again was wonderful. I was trying to contact him last year when I was giving the same talk at VJTI, but there was no way. And madam, somehow when she heard your name, she happened to give me the contact number. He's doing his MA philosophy.
Right? It's completed. I'm a lecturer in D.Y. Patil College and I'm teaching Vedic Mathematics.
He's teaching Vedic Mathematics. That's great. So, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. You could join him. You could talk to him personally later. Please take prasadam and join here.
Hare Krishna.